mouth.
You'll do
anything to break free. It's nightfall.
Welcome, dear friends. Frederick Hend here to guide you to the far north in a rather severe case of cabin fever. Have you ever worried about being trapped, about not being able to get out? Tonight in Weather Station 4 by Arthur Samuels, we take a look at the options for avoiding what might be a lethal situation. We also consider the source of that advice. Here's our story.
This is Weather Station 4 calling Command Central. Are you reading? Are you reading? Over. Why the hell don't they answer?
Switch to emergency channel.
Weather 4 calling Command Central. Come in. Please come in. Over.
This is Command. State your problem, Weather 4. Over.
State our problem? You know what our problem is, only it's getting worse by the minute. That storm out there is blowing harder than ever. And if we don't get some kind of relief soon, we've had it. I tell you, our situation here is critical. Our emergency food rations are practically gone. We're starving. We're freezing our butts off, and you say there's no emergency? Over.
Repeat, we're aware of your situation, Station 4, and you know ours. Supply planes still grounded at Frobisher, awaiting weather clearance. Meanwhile, we remind you Regulation 1060, respecting unauthorized use of emergency frequencies, will look for you at 0400 GMT for routine weather due to transmission on prescribed frequencies. Over and out.
You bastard. Sitting on your fat duck for your stinking regulations while we... Back. Better...
Oh, like
a
devil's
own hair.
We had all we could do to make it back to
the hut. Come on, McNabb. I thought we'd agreed you'd leave your damned husky outside.
That we did, Devlin, that we did. But that storm's got so bad it's not fit out there for man or beast.
Well, didn't you tell me that those Malamutes can take all kinds of... You said they thrive on...
Aye, when they've been fed decently. The thrasher here is hungry. He needs all the heat he can store.
He's hungry? What about us? It's bad enough being cooped up in this lousy hut without that dog stink,
oh,
too.
Oh, come off it, Devlin. I reckon most of the stink in here belongs to two men long overdue for a bath, wouldn't you say? We're lucky Thrasher here tolerates us.
It's not funny, McNabb. I got some rights here.
Oh, quit your belly aching, man. Let me get some hot tea in my vitals.
Any luck with the traps out there?
Not much. Most of them buried in the drift. There was one sprung.
And? Oh, what was it?
Like a fox. Poor beastie left a foot in the trap. Must have chewed it off and hobbled away. A fair trail of blood. I don't like to see that. It's cruel. At least the foot provided a wee morsel for Thrasher here.
Hey, boy. Yeah, sure. So long as that precious dog of yours gets fed, we can go hungry, right? I tell you. The storm keeps up. Maybe that dog will be a friendly
what?
You know what I mean? Now you'd say, right?
What's your step, laddie? Thrasher can read that kind of thought in your look. You try to harm him, you'll have to get me first. You hear?
Come on, McNabb. I was only kidding. Can't you take a joke?
Aye, when it's a joke. You just watch your step and your mouth with it, laddie. I'm fed up with your belly.
Oh, and I suppose you're thrilled at the idea of our being marooned up here in the middle of an Arctic storm without a prayer. You miserable scraps of food, no booze. Down to our last pack of cigarettes.
I've been through worse. You manage. As for the cigarettes, health and welfare advisors, that they're a danger to your health.
Didn't you know why you're so goddamn funny, McNabb?
Anyway, this storm can't last.
Those scraps, you can send to command.
Hang on. Stay in there. Have you been on the radio to command again?
Yeah, why not? Let them know what we're up against.
All right, Devlin, I'll say this just once more. I am the senior officer up here, and I've told you that radio transmitter is to be used for our routine weather report.
McNabb,
nothing else. But I say so.
Oh,
something.
All I told him is that we're in an emergency
Correction.
Situation.
Correction. We're into a difficult situation, and we're handling it. There's no cause for panic, not
the
yet.
The hell
anyway.
There isn't.
We'll...
What if that storm doesn't light up? And that supply thing, what if it doesn't
we'll
get through?
We'll deal with the ifs as we come to them. Meanwhile, you better try to relax. You'll last longer here. Pour yourself a cup of tea.
Have you called that... How many times have you used that same stupid tea bag? Don't hand me that crap, McNabb. I am sick of making do, as you call it. Sick of being hungry and cold. Sick of you and that dog. Sick of this stinking hut and this stupid job. God.
That's because you're new to it, laddie. Don't you got sweet case cabin fever?
What?
Cabin fever? I've yet to see anyone on this first tour of duty up here who doesn't get it sooner or later. Goes with the job, you might say.
It's not just the job. Oh, God-forsaken country. Cold, empty, cruel. It makes you feel like you're nothing. That wind out there that never stops. Those nights without air.
Oh, I don't know. We're getting about 18 hours of dark right now, but that still leaves us 6 hours of the light, such as it is. Wait till you get the full treatment in the lab, where you'll not see a wink of light for weeks on end. Aye, that's when you see grown men. Well, you're pretty damn smug and superior about it, aren't you?
No, but after 30 years up here, I've made my peace with it.
And those that don't, my boy, take the fight. I can't figure you, Devlin. You must have known that the North was no place for soft city bred goods like you. What made you take this job in the first place?
That felt like go North, young man, garbage. Because there were no jobs for what I was trained for in university.
What was that?
Humanity.
With humanity. Did you hear that, Thrasher? This mama's boy comes up here with a head full of fancy knowledge. You'd have done better to bring some guts.
Time. Forget it. Just lie here like a zombie and count the minutes. Listen to your stomach howling for food. What I would give for a good steak, some nice red wine to wash it down with. You kid. You'd settle for stale beans and a flat beer right now. Are you staring at you, ugly brute? Can't you sleep either? Look at your master, snoring away like he didn't have a care in the world. If you like this damn country, you can have it. First chance I get, I'm heading back south. I feel like a human being again. If I ever make it. Freeze or starve to death. Take your pick. Put two for the price of one. Terrific. You're kind of unglued, man. You know that? Cabin fever. What do you do? Take an aspirin and call your shrink in the morning?
What the hell?
Incoming message signal.
All right, I'm coming. I'm coming. Nothing yet. Do you need to register an incoming message? It doesn't make sense.
Hi there, weather station, sir. How are you too?
What? Who is this? Come in, over.
But I am in. And I'm your exact wavelength, aren't I?
Oh, wait a minute. I don't believe this. Who are you? How come you're coming in so
loud? Loud and clear? Well, that's because I'm really close by. Jack, really close.
You know my name? No. I'm Jamie. I must be. Is this some kind of joke? McNabb, wake up.
Oh, you don't really want to wake him up, do you, Jack? Well, I thought you and I could have a nice private talk. Oh, well, if you're not interested, we'll try another time. Bye now.
No, please come back. Come in, please. Oh, please.
Yes, Jack, was there something else?
Yes, I just want to know what this is all about. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, Jack. You could just see your face.
Stop that.
Stop laughing at me and just talk to me, please. Who are you? Where are you transmitting from? How can you be so close when we're thousands of miles from the nearest...
Oh, my, that's such a lot of questions at once. Why don't we take them one at a time? My name is Mira.
Mira. That's beautiful.
I'm beautiful. At least that's what they tell me.
Mira, but how... Why... Where are you? I've got to know where...
Oh, why? Where? Oh, dear, I'm afraid this is becoming a very dull conversation. Why don't we try again some other time?
No, please. Mira...
Over and out.
Girl. It was real. She was real. You heard her too, didn't you? Look at you. Trembling all over like me. Look at me. Yeah, but me. Running away as though nothing had happened. As though nothing had happened.
If you ever want to survive up here, you'd better get to know the cold. Aye, the cold. It's a crafty enemy waiting for you just to make one mistake. When you leave your shelter, you'd better know what you're about. You take one outward step too many, and you'll find you've passed the point of no return. You're freezing, you're fracks, and you're done for. Devlin, you keep pacing up and down, staring at the radio. Are you expecting a message?
No,
breathless. This has nothing to do driving around the bend. Well, up here, patience isn't just a virtue, it's a necessity.
To hell with it. I'm going to make some coffee.
I wouldn't. That wee bit is all we have left. I think we'd better save it.
Save it? For what? Till we're too weak to drink it?
Come on, man. I tell you what. Why don't we use every scrap of food we have? Blow it all in one shot. Let's have a party, you know? A last day.
Steady down, lad.
What's the use of saving it? For what? So we can survive another day and then start dying by inches. I tell you, I can't stand it anymore. I know. I don't.
Can Royal? Get him away from me. Sasha, leave him be. You dropped the message.
Why did you hit me like that?
To bring you to whatever senses you got left. And I'll do it again if you don't start showing a little backbone.
I'm sorry, McNabb. I guess my nerves are shot. No sleep. Up the whole night. McNabb, I've got to tell you that there was this voice on the radio last night.
What voice?
A woman. She says her name's Mira. Her voice just seemed to come out of nowhere, but... it was beautiful.
Oh, was it now? Then what did the charming lady have to say?
She seemed to know all about us. And she even knew her name.
All right, Devlin. You listen to me. You've been under a lot of strain. The mind can play tricks, especially up here. You start to hear things, and then before long you're seeing things. Things that don't exist.
You're saying I imagined it all.
Aye. I'm saying it's dangerous. Forget it, laddie. You just keep telling yourself... she doesn't exist. She doesn't exist.
I don't exist. Do you really believe that, Chad?
He could hear you. But you only come when he's asleep. Or away, like now, but... why?
Can't you guess? I'm only interested in you, Jack. How about you? Glad I'm back?
That's all I've been living for these last 2 days, just waiting to hear your voice.
Oh, that is sweet. Now let's talk about important things. Tell me how you feel.
Tired. Hungry.
And? Lonely?
Mm-hmm. Until now.
That's really sweet. But haven't you left something out? Aren't you... afraid?
Come on, dear. If this storm is not us, then we're going to die up here.
And you want to live. Say it, Jack.
I want to live.
Of course you do. But I'm afraid you won't, Jack. You see, The storm is going to last another week.
Oh, God, no, no. Help me, Mira. There must be something I can do.
Maybe there is. I don't know what you think about it for a while. I'm sure you'll think of something.
Evelyn! He's back.
Yes, and I think I'd better go. Think about what we talked about, won't you, Jack?
Mira.
Think, Jack. As though your life depended on it.
All right. I'm coming.
What's the idea of locking a
boat
like that?
He's rougher
than I damn near
bruised right
there.
I'm sorry, McNabb. I bolted the door because I was afraid it would blow open in the wind. I guess I just dozed off, didn't hear you.
It's all right. No harm done. Turn up that Coleman, will you? Get some heat into our bones.
We're almost out of heating land again. It's getting colder all the time, isn't it?
Aye, that bloody storm. I can't recall anything quite like it. It's almost unnatural.
Don't worry, you're getting pretty scared, too, aren't you?
Scared? No. Concerned, yes. Oh, bloody bad luck. More out there today.
What happened?
Lost another weather balloon. Hit an outcropping of ice and exploded. Managed to retrieve the radio song. Might be damaged. I'll have to check it out.
Sure, let's check it out. Let's go through all the motions. Yes, all our stupid little routine duties. Let's keep pretending we're going to get out of this frozen hell alive.
Enough! Evelyn, I've warned you. I've had enough of your hysteria.
And you're so sure of yourself, aren't you, McNabb?
Where'd you get your latest information?
The hearing voices again. No, there was only one voice. We agreed I just imagined it, didn't we?
All right, then. You better get some sleep. Keep what's left of our wits together.
No, but look, McNabb, you've been doing all that heavy work outside. You must be worn out. Why don't you turn in and I'll...
My kid.
I know, but I can't sleep anyway, so let me take it, eh?
Oh, I say, that's decent of you, laddie. Maybe I've misjudged you.
Feeding that damn dog of his
the
scraps that we should be keeping.
There. Yeah. You see how simple it is? As simple as arithmetic. Your food supply divided by three means neither human will survive. The dad probably will, by eating the flesh. The bottom line, Jack, is that only one can survive. Why shouldn't it be you? I'd like it that way.
Yeah.
What am I suggesting? Show a little imagination, Jack. Kill him.
Kill him? McNabb. I couldn't.
Why not? Are you so fond of him?
Fond of him? I hate his guts. Oh, he's so damn short of himself. He doesn't know fear, and he keeps rubbing mine in my face, thinks I'm weak.
Then be strong. Kill him.
In cold blood?
Think of the reward, Jack. Enough to eat, survivor, and me.
You.
How long has it been since you've known the touch of a real woman, Jack? A real woman.
Just a voice.
not coming from the radio anymore. Where are you?
I can be anywhere you want me to be. When the time comes. And not just a voice either. But first things first, Jack, right?
Yes, I do.
What about the dog? She'd never let me hear me. She'd tear me to pieces.
My, my. Can't you even handle that little problem? I'm beginning to wonder why I ever bothered about you.
No. I'll find a way. I swear. I just need time.
You don't have much time. You'll have to do it while he's asleep, won't you? Well, I'm sure I can leave you to work out the details. Can't I, Jack? Just think of the reward.
Away.
I'm staring at. Do you know what I'm thinking?
Maybe.
Come on, Mike. Over here. Look what I've got for you. Huh? Yeah, look.
That's right. The food.
You want it? Don't you want it? Okay, come on. Come and get it. Come on. Come on, over here. Over here by the door. Come on. Come on, boy. That's it.
You are hungry, aren't you?
Okay.
Ready?
Go. I didn't see that
sign. What?
Where's all the bloody rocks?
Just a light fall off the roof, my dad. Go back to sleep.
Oh. Ooh. Wait a minute. Where's Thacker?
I just let him out.
That storm, you crazy Devlin. You die up there.
I know.
Bloody neck for this. But first, I'll get
fresh. No. Stay right where you are, McNabb.
Why am I... What the hell's got into you, Devlin?
Come on, Jack.
For God's sake, man. Put that rifle down. It's got a hair trigger and it's loaded.
I know, and I intend to use it.
But why, Devlin? What do you gain by it?
My life? And her?
Kill
her. There's no her. There never was. You're that man. You won't use that gun. You don't have the guts. Come on, Daddy. Hand it over or by God, I'll...
Stay back, McNabb. Stay back.
No, no.
Edmund, for the love of God, help me. Don't try. Help me.
I have to do it. Don't you understand?
I want to live.
And you... Stop looking at me like that. Just die, will you?
Shut the door. Shut the door down. I've got it.
What do you think you do?
Oh, good thing, Jack. All done. That wasn't too difficult now, was it?
McNabb, oh, God. I don't want that last shot to do a safe.
Oh, God, why did I listen to you? Why did I do it?
For the rewards, remember? And they're about to begin, Jack. Listen.
I don't hear anything.
Winds died down. The storm
is over. And the best is about to begin. I'm waiting for you, Jack. Not just a voice this time, but everything you've always dreamed a woman to be. Come to me.
Where are you?
Here. Outside. Come to me. Hurry. Hurry.
Mira.
Here, Jack. I'm over here. Come.
Kiss me. It's so dark.
Just follow my voice. Dark. Come, Jack. Come.
Cold.
We will be warm. Always so warm. Just a few more seconds. That's it.
Hurry. I'm so cold. I'm freezing. God, dear, where are you?
Look. The woman of your dreams. I'm all yours.
Mm.
Don't tell me I'm not a spirit.
Mm. Beautiful. Stay away.
Isn't it, Jack?
Very strange. It's here. I'll get back to the hut.
Got to get back.
Oh, really? Do you have anything to come with it?
Come on.
I can still move your arms, can't you? Why don't you just wave to them, Jack? That's it. Wave to them.
No.
No. He makes a beautiful sculpture.
Some rewards that are best left uncollected. Here's who was involved in tonight's show.
Weather Station 4 was written for Nightfall by Arthur Samuels and featured Timothy Weber as Devlin, Earl Pennington as McNabb, and Jane Woods as Nira. Len Watt was the voice of Command Central. The sound engineer was Gilles Laroche, with sound effects by René Lavoie. Production assistant, Jane Lewis. Weather Station 4 was produced and directed in Montreal by John Jessup. Executive producer for the series, Don Kowalska. And now back to our host.
We'll be back again next week with a story about a fortune teller who can do more with the future than predicted. In The Brides of Hollowera by Clara Ellick. Until then, this is Frederick Hint for Nightfall.
Radio.